and stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
Like many of you, like many Americans, I have felt frustrated and betrayed by the state of the mainstream media in this country. A media whose priorities seem out of step with their responsibilities. We need a media that strengthens democracy, not a media that strengthens the government. We need a media that enriches public discourse, not one that enriches corporations.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and this is WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Greetings all, and welcome to another episode of Questioning Everything with Tony Bates. You're tuned to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, Pacifica Radio for the tri-state area. We're the only ones who make radio specifically to serve you, the people. We're proud of this fact and hope that you'll ride with us over the next hour as we explore some very powerful information. Thank you so much for tuning in to WBAI 99.5 FM. We are grateful for every one of you who listens, every one of you who donates to this station. This is People's Radio, and you are the people. You're the reason that we do this, because we believe in the stuff that we bring to you. Because we are a commercial-free station, nonprofit station, we're able to bring you alternatives to the messages that you hear in the mainstream. You make this possible when you donate on behalf of this station. Today, our program delves into the secrets of secret societies. Just one of them. What are they really up to during their secret meetings? Well, I don't know, because I've never attended one of their meetings. But our guide today is a former member of a secret society called the Brotherhood, and is a 33rd degree Mason. During his presentation, the presentation that we're offering today, he explains that he was met with violent opposition when he and his colleagues decided to part with their secret affiliations and to go public with the information we'll be exploring during today's program. In fact, so serious were these threats that despite a long public life, including stints on television, our lecturer, the voice you're going to hear after mine, was arrested for his efforts in challenging the secret elite. After he put this information out that I'm sharing with you today, he was arrested. Of course, they came up with some charges and other things, this, that, and the other, but they might have done that before. It was only after he released what we're offering you today that he was arrested and put into jail. And this was despite having a long public life. This is despite being very well known. This is despite being on television. The man was taken out after he shared with you what I'm going to share today. But the information was out already by then. And as it happens, we have it here in-house already and are ready to ship this vital, this powerful information to our interested listeners. Now, our offering today is a 14 CD set based on the principles of the law of attraction. It's called Your Wish is Your Command. This seminar took place in a private castle in the Alps. The attendees of the lecture that you're going to hear clips from today paid $10,000 just to be in the room with these millionaires and billionaires, these elite people who are putting forward this information that heretofore hasn't been made available to the general public. The good news is, we're going to be offering it to you today. It's a 16-disc CD set, one of the most clear elucidations on the law of attraction, or of the law of attraction, that I've ever heard. I encourage you all to pay close attention to this and to understand the power of it, because the information that we are putting forward today is no joke. I have seen it work personally. I have seen it work with my friends. I've even seen it work with a couple of our listeners here to WBAI, as we offered this information once before. So I want you to pay close attention today, because what we're bringing is super important, and it's not for everyone. It's only for those of you who are really focused on achieving your goals. It's only for those of you who are committed to making a change in your life. It's only for those of you who are willing to put in the work to make your life different and to begin to create into your life whatever it is that you want. Again, I have literally seen people have life-changing results with this information. And I will start out with a quick story about that. The first time we offered this information, one of our listeners here at WBAI called in and ordered it, unbeknownst to us. A month later, the person came in and told me their story of how this collection had changed their life. The person had, in their 20s, had a massive stroke and was unable to move anything but their eyelids. They couldn't communicate. No one knew that they were even conscious, excepting that they could move their eyelids. Meanwhile, the person could hear and see everything going on around them. No one could tell, though, because that was the severity of their condition. Eventually, someone noticed that they were trying to communicate with their eyelids, and doctors got to them and helped them to begin to get a little better. But now the family had some hope. But the person was still bedridden, could not walk, could not talk, and this is a person who is brilliant. So smart were they. They had a license to trade on Wall Street, but this stroke had stopped their plans. Having gotten to the doctors, having gotten able to eventually come out of that comatose state and move around, begin to let folks know that they were in fact still alive in there. After a few months, they were able to move their limbs to some degree, but still bedridden, couldn't walk. They heard us offering this collection on the air and had someone order it for them and begin to play it and listen to it daily. This story is all being recounted to me after the person was able to get out of bed, of course. It worked so well for them that they were eventually able to get up out of that state, to begin to move around again, to begin to use their limbs, and begin to walk. When I met the person, they still had some obvious issues from the stroke. One of their legs didn't work as well as the other. It dragged a little. But they continued to listen to this. The person came in and became a volunteer at WBAI to say thank you to us. Because this offering that I'm offering to you today, your wish is your command. After listening for hours and hours and hours, they were able to get up out of bed. They came in and became a volunteer at WBAI to say thank you to us for having presented this information on the air. To say thank you to us for having changed their life. Do you know what that feels like? I have to tell each of you that if you've ever made a donation to this station, you've participated in the healing of that person. That same person came in to see if they could work. One of the reasons they were at WBAI was to see if they could reintegrate back into office life. They wanted to see what it would be like to work in an office again and if it was for them. Instead, they've gone on to start their own business now using these very same principles. Using these principles, they have been able to grow a business from the ground up to where they are flourishing now. Not only were they able to get up out of bed and to regain their life, to begin to move around again, to begin to be able to work again, to begin to be able to date again and be a normal human being, they are now building a business and flourishing. It feels so good to me that we at this station were able to impact even one life that dramatically. And it was based on this very offering that we're offering here today. No wonder this man was arrested after putting this information forward. It is tremendously powerful. It has been kept away from the general public on purpose, and we're going to cover some of that later in our clips that we're going to be listening to. But I wanted to tell that story up front so that you understand that what we're dealing with here is no mere talk. If you're willing to put in the time and the energy using the principles laid out and your wish is your command, it can also be life-changing for you. It takes you committing and putting the energy in and putting this forward. But that's only one person I know whose life has been changed by this. And yes, this is on 14 CDs. And yes, this is powerful information. But I want you to understand we have a very, very limited number of these items. And I want you to keep in mind that when we're offering you this stuff, this money that we're asking you for today goes to keeping this station on the airwaves. We're not making any profit off of this. This is not something that anybody's going to get rich from here, not at the station. But if you use these principles yourself, maybe you'll do as well as a couple of my friends have with this very, very powerful information. So today I'm excited that you're listening. This is WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. My name is Tony Bates, and you are tuned to another episode of Questioning Everything with Tony Bates. And today we're questioning the entire New Thought movement. And we're going to ask, in fact, during this, why hasn't it worked? Because some of you have heard some of this stuff before, but we'll get a chance to go through much of that. It's a lot of info. It's so much info, I almost don't know where to begin. But we must start somewhere. So we're going to start here. We're going to start with the science of the brain and its frequencies. Some of you have heard already that everything on the planet is vibrating. Everything moves at a certain frequency, that there are frequencies in the plants around us and the table around us. But what does that mean, and why does that matter? Well, we learn in this collection that your brain has the ability to emit among the most powerful frequencies on the planet. And in the same way that a radio signal, a radio frequency, can move through steel, your brain works that way. Except for one thing. Your brain is even more powerful. So we're going to go in here and listen to this first clip about the brain and just how powerful it is. I want you to get ready. Have your credit card ready, your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express, or Discover card. Call us at 212-209-2950. It's only a $200 donation today. Now, I want to remind you, the offering today is a 14-CD set based on the principles of the Law of Attraction. It is called Your Wish is Your Command. It was offered on television at some point for $1,000 per copy. The people in the room paid $10,000 Some of those people have become millionaires. Are you willing to put forward a $200 donation on behalf of the work that we do here at WBAI today? Maybe you can have similar results. We don't know. This is all up to you. Let's get into this first clip and hear about the frequencies in your brain.
So you have a brain. You may or may not have a mind, but you have a brain. And you potentially have something outside the body, whether it's called a field, an electromagnetic energy field, an aura, whatever you want to call it, doesn't really matter. But you have a brain for sure. Thomas Edison, the guy who invented the light bulb, the guy who holds more patents than anybody else in history, although I think Tesla comes close. Thomas Edison is a genius. Albert Einstein, you know him. E equals MC squared, theory of relativity, sometimes referred to as the smartest man who ever lived. Both of these people said the same thing. They scientifically proved at the turn of the century that the brain is a transmitter and receiver of vibrational frequency. Thomas Edison is not an idiot. Albert Einstein is not a moron. These were geniuses. And at the turn of the century, they both concurred that every cell in the human body emits a different frequency. Every thing on planet Earth is made up of energy. Everything, whether it's a rock, an apple, a piece of wood, a plant, an inanimate object like a television, a carpet, everything on planet Earth emits a different frequency. A frequency is also called a vibration, and it's also called energy. It is quantifiable and it is measurable. Your DNA at the lowest level emits a unique frequency. Every atom emits a frequency. Energy and frequency are the same. Frequencies are what radio waves are. Frequencies pass through all known matter. Example, if you're in a house and you get an old transistor radio with an antenna and you turn it on, music magically appears from your transistor radio. The antenna in your house picked up radio frequencies that are broadcast from either a satellite or a transmitter someplace. That transmitter puts out a frequency which instantly is picked up by your transmitter. It bypasses space and time. That frequency from the radio transmitter goes across the ether and it passes through steel, brick, mortar, concrete, glass, wood. It passes right through it. Scientists today cannot explain how a radio frequency passes through solid steel or glass or bricks or mortar or stone, but it knows it does. And the answer is it passes through it because the radio frequency is at a quantum physics level smaller than an atom. It's smaller than an electron. It's smaller than the smallest known particle on planet Earth. It's a frequency. Frequencies exist, they're real. Vibrations exist, they're real. they're scientifically proven. The human brain, according to Thomas Edison and Albert Einstein, is both a transmitter and a receiver of frequency. And Edison, the genius Edison, the inventor of the light bulb, the creator of all types of inventions, a genius, along with the mathematician genius Albert Einstein, said that the human brain emits frequencies which, when focused, are picked up by other human brains and pass through the ether to affect other physical matter. I'm quoting them. I'm not making it up. I'm quoting. So the quote is, your brain puts out a frequency which is picked up by other brains. It actually passes through the ether, which means it can pass through steel. It basically is the same frequency type that a radio transmitter puts out. So it can pass through the same things that radio frequencies can put out. But according to Edison and Einstein, your frequency that you're transmitting from your brain is smaller and has a unique characteristic unlike radio frequencies. According to Edison and Einstein, the frequency that your brain transmits instantaneously travels faster than the speed of light, instantaneously, and if transmitted this moment, can be picked up the exact same moment by another human brain on the opposite end of the planet. So the unique ability that your transmitter, your brain has, that a radio transmitter doesn't have, is a radio transmission frequency goes in a straight line. Which is why if you're broadcasting from a satellite, you need other satellites to bounce off it for to get to the other part of the globe. But your frequency has the unique ability to bypass space and time. And when you emit a frequency right now, instantaneously, it is picked up by matter or another human brain anywhere on the planet at the same instantaneous moment with the same amount of energy. This is according to Thomas Edison and Albert Einstein. And at the turn of the century, when Napoleon Hill wrote his book, he found this directly from the richest man in the world. He was told this by Andrew Carnegie. And it was verified by Henry Ford and all the wealthy people. This is one of the secrets that they know. This is the secret that I was taught. This is the secret that all my colleagues know. That you, sitting here today, and you at home listening to the CD, have in your head the most powerful transmitter and receiver of frequency or energy or vibration on the planet. It's the most powerful and it's the fastest. It's the most powerful and fastest known.
You see here, folks, this is very powerful stuff that we're dealing with here. The magical genie, which can bring about all of your desires, is actually your own brain. Well, you might ask, why hasn't it brought you all of your desires already? You have a brain. We all have one. I think we do. But why hasn't it brought you all of your desires thus far? If we all have one. Well, you see, that's the purpose of this tremendously empowering collection. It teaches you to focus that power in a way that it serves you. Now, this isn't instantaneous, of course. It takes commitment. But the way to commit is to start by seizing this opportunity right now, today, and calling us at 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And donating $200. We've got these in-house. We're going to send them out to you right away when you pledge with your credit card. 212-209-2950. This is one of my favorite thank you gifts of all time because I have seen it do magic for people, literally, as in the story I told you at the opening of the show. How empowering, how powerful is that to know that a listener just like you, one who was maybe in worse shape than you are physically, was able to take this set, these principles, and change their lives? Are you willing to put in the work? Are you ready to put in the work? Are you ready to focus? Are you ready to commit to yourself? If you are, call us now, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and make your donation. We only have a limited number of these. They will go out the door today. These will go out the door. This is a very powerful, very impactful program, and it changes people's lives when they take the time to follow through and do the work. 212-209-2950. We accept your MasterCard, your Visa card, your Discover card, your American Express card. We accept that payment. In fact, you can do it in two payments of $100 if you want, and we'll send it out to you after we get that second payment. But make sure you pick up the phone and dial us at 212-209-2950. Ask for your wish is your command. Now, I want to point out that during this, at the last CD of this set, is an offering for you to join some club. We don't endorse that here. That is not the purpose of us offering this to you. We're not looking for you to get into any clubs or to pay any more money to anyone else. I've never even listened to that CD in this collection, as a matter of fact. But what we want you to do is to take the other 13 CDs and to put them into practice. We're offering you the opportunity to take the power into your own hands, and you start by using the first finger on your hand, or using your thumb, rather, and dialing 212-209-2950, using your Discover card, your American Express card, your MasterCard, or your Visa, and making that $200 donation today. Again, we can have these sent out to you before the holidays begin. This is powerful, powerful, powerful stuff. The creator of this collection was arrested by the elite after releasing it. They trumped up some charges, found a way to come and get him, and maybe the charges were real. But if they were, why didn't they arrest him beforehand? It was only after releasing this that they went after him. It's very powerful. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Now, I want to make sure that you get the opportunity. I want to remind you once again that our number, our supply, our in-house supply is very limited, and we don't expect that we'll be getting any more of these. So we're sending them out to just those people who call first. This is a first-come, first-serve basis. When we run out, they are gone. So make sure you're one of the people that gets a hold of the copy of Your Wish is Your Command. 212-209-2950.
So Napoleon Hill learned many principles and put them forth in the book The Law of Success in 16 Lessons. And interestingly, we'll talk more about it tomorrow, but interestingly, when he put these together, members of the societies got together. Keep in mind, many of them, most of them controlled the media, publishing houses, manufacturing, and so forth. That's just how it works, because when you learn these principles, you pretty much become the captains of industry. So when he published this book, led by Henry Ford, the group that opposed revealing these secrets got the book off the market and had it edited down dramatically. It basically just vanished. And in 37, Napoleon Hill published a watered-down version called Think and Grow Rich. Same thing happened. It was pulled off the market, edited down and watered down dramatically. So all the key elements were taken out. And again, this was spearheaded allegedly by Henry Ford. It's been verified to me verbally, Whether it's true or not, of course, it's more of a legend than anything, but it's pretty obvious that that's what happened. But Napoleon Hill made a statement, many statements, but the one I want to focus on in today's session is this. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Whatever the mind of man can conceive and bring itself to believe, it can achieve." End quote. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and bring itself to believe, it can achieve. End quote. Now combine that with Earl Nightingale's definition of the strangest secret, which is you become what you think about most of the time. So let me talk about specifically how to manifest your desire and how it works. Today, a book came out a few years ago, which became very popular, called The Secret. And it's a wonderful, wonderful book, and I encourage everyone to read it. It's a great book. In The Secret, that book described something called the Law of Attraction. And it really is the first book to popularize on a mass scale the concept of the Law of Attraction. And it became hot for a while, and it's already beginning to fade away for a lot of reasons. The biggest reason is the millions and millions and millions of copies of The Secret that were sold. And then all the other Law of Attraction type books that have been written and sold. It's estimated that somewhere around 50 million books teaching or exposing the Law of Attraction have been sold in just the last few years. But why has it already dramatically begun to fade away? Why has there been so much negative publicity about the Law of Attraction being a complete scam? Here's why. Because when people read the book The Secret or any of the similar books teaching the Law of Attraction, people would start applying the Law of Attraction technique in their life. And some people would see some results. But the vast majority, it's been estimated 95%, saw no results. Thus, they said it was a scam. This happened to Napoleon Hill back in the 20s and 30s with his book, Law of Success and 16 Lessons, and Think and Grow Rich. Because the original versions were pulled and the key elements stripped away, the majority of people read watered-down versions with key ingredients missing. Thus, when they applied it, some people saw some results, but the vast majority, 95% of those who read Napoleon Hill's works, saw no results. Thus, the techniques must be a scam. If you got a recipe that said, this is how to make delicious chocolate cake, and the original recipe actually delivered the end result of delicious chocolate cake when you followed the recipe exactly. But because the person whose recipe it was didn't want other people to make the same delicious chocolate cake he made, he then took out some key ingredients of that recipe and maybe even changed some of the others, you then got a different recipe. And when you followed that new recipe exactly, which omitted some key ingredients, and maybe changed the recipe a little bit, like baking time or temperature or the amount of milk or the amount of flour, you then did not get delicious chocolate cake. You got something else. But maybe you didn't get delicious chocolate cake because you were a buffoon and actually didn't follow the recipe exactly. So you got the screwed up recipe, but you screwed up the screwed up recipe, and by accident you actually made a good recipe and you got delicious chocolate cake. Does this make sense? So this is what happened over the years with the Law of Attraction and Napoleon's Hills works. Well, I'm here to tell you, and my colleagues are as well, again, the evidence is right before your eyes, that the law of attraction does work. And we're here to tell you that it's categorically true. Whatever the mind of man, which means you, whatever you can conceive in your own mind, whatever you wish for, whatever you want to be, do, or have, as long as you believe it, it will happen. In the words of Earl Nightingale, whatever you think about, whatever you want that you think about, whatever you think about, most of the time, that's what you get. Is it that easy? No, quite frankly, because there are a lot of little key elements here. When you look at all the key elements, it becomes incredibly easy.
That's right, folks. As I said in the intro to the clip, the elite have done all they can to mislead us, to misguide us, to give us just enough. Now, I mean, if you went around the world and gathered all of the books that you could find together and spent years and years and years and years of reading and put all of it together, there's enough information out there that some people have figured it out. And some people can do this naturally because they know how to focus, because they have a singular focus, and some people can pull it off without having either the CDs or the books or whatever. They just know how to do it. That's great. That hasn't been all of us, however. For the rest of us, we need some more specific guidance. Some of us need to know how to focus this. Some of you know that this works. You've tried it and tried it, and you know that it works, but it hasn't worked for you. You've been going to seminars forever. You've been going and reading different books forever. But here's one of the points that Kevin makes during this lecture. It is that when you see a lot of these folks who have big seminars and motivational this, that, and the other, and they aren't 100 millionaires, they aren't gigantically rich or wealthy, do they really know what they're teaching you? According to him, those folks are making money off of selling you their materials. That's how they're getting rich. They don't necessarily know the real recipe to create it, but they do know how to teach. They do know how to give a big seminar, and they do know how to market their materials. Who are you going to listen to? The people who've achieved tremendous wealth, or the people who are making money selling you books and lectures? There's a gigantic difference between the two. And this collection, Your Wish is Your Command, makes that distinction and puts back together those hidden pieces that have been taken out. 212-209-2950. Give us a call right now. We have a limited number of these. It's only a $200 donation. We need to hear from you. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number for you to call to make a donation to this station. Again, folks, we have a limited number of these. Be first in line. Don't let them get out the door. This was offered on television for $1,000. We have it here today for a $200 donation. That money goes to keep the lights on in this building, to make sure that we can pay the very paltry staff we have left. It goes to make sure that our turntables are working so that we can play great music for you. It goes to making sure that our computers are running and our boards are working. We're not using that money to do much more over here than to pay rent with and to continue to bring you information that you can't get in the mainstream. That's our job. And that's why you send the money in, and we appreciate you. 212-209-2950. Your wish is your command. Get a hold of this. I am telling you that it has been life-changing for people I know. There are listeners to this station who previously got a hold of this collection and had life-changing events. And I haven't gotten their permission to say their names or to tell their stories on the air. But they are out there. and they've spoken to me. One of the great things about working at WBAI was having the cafe downstairs and listeners coming in and telling me their personal stories and how much they appreciated the shows and stations one-on-one, firsthand. And I heard some of these stories. And I hope that you'll be one of these stories and that you will write in and tell us as well. 212-209-2950. We've got to keep it moving. We're going to get into this next clip. The next clip, I think, is among the most powerful of the clips in this entire piece because it brings out something that I didn't understand and that you may, and some of us don't, but that the elite, according again to our speaker, don't think you can do this. They don't think you're worthy of this. It's pointed out in this lecture that when Donald Trump was asked, how do you get rich? He said it out loud. It's genetics. You see, they think they're born at a higher class than you and therefore better than you. And that's why they can get rich and you can't. They literally believe that you are beneath them. And that is why they hide these secrets. They want to keep you in subjugation. They want to make sure that you're going to a 9-to-5 every day and not out on the golf course with them. Why? Well, you're not highborn. You're not a royal. You don't have blue blood. Why should you have what they have? In this next clip, we're going to hear that they literally believe you can't do it. You're not worthy of it. Can you imagine this? They have decided that you, average American, you, average New Yorker, you can't do this because you simply don't have the genetics. Now, the question that we're going to have to answer is, do you believe this about yourself? Or do you think you could actually take these principles and put them to work and make them work for you? Well, I'm going to tell you, I've met a bunch of you, and I know how smart you are. And I know that our listening audience in general is a very wise, very well-educated listening audience. And I believe something differently about you, and I know you can do it. And as I keep saying, I've seen several of you who've been able to do it. It's miraculous. What I've seen. What did I tell you in the first clip? A person who was practically comatose, who couldn't get up and walk, got up out of bed, came into this station, and became a volunteer, has now built a thriving business after all of that trauma. Imagine having a stroke in your 20s. And being able to find something that puts you back on track. Yeah, imagine it. That really is the key. I believe that you can get it done. I know that you can. It simply takes some focus and a clearer stating of the principles involved in making this genie work for you and be able to produce whatever you want in your life. What will your outcome be? Well, let's listen to this clip. Don't forget, you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and you can call and donate $200 at 212-209-2950, and we will send you out this 14-disc set. Your wish is your command. Let's get into this next clip and hear what the elite think about you.
If somebody is super wealthy and they actually write a book on how to get rich, did you know that they themselves did not write that book? Now, this is really important. Warren Buffett never wrote a book. Donald Trump never wrote a book. Now, I respect both of those guys incredibly well, but they've never written a book. What they do is they sit down with a ghostwriter. The ghostwriter asks them a bunch of questions, interviews them a little bit, and the ghostwriter writes the book. That's the first problem. So you're not getting the true information. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump never read any book that he wrote. He didn't write it, and he didn't even read it. He didn't even know what's in it. Same thing with Warren Buffett, same thing with Bill Gates. They don't write their books, they don't read their books, they don't even know what's in their books. So you're not really getting their information. The other thing that's really important for you to understand, and I'll just touch on it now, you'll see more about this today and tomorrow, is that the super wealthy, and you're going to have a hard time believing this, but it's true, the super wealthy, with a rare exception, and Andrew Carnegie, by the way, was one of the rare exceptions. Andrew Carnegie started U.S. Steel. At the turn of the century, he was the richest man on planet Earth. He was an exception to this rule. And there were several others that were exceptions as well. But generally, the super wealthy, absolutely, categorically, do not want anyone else to know their secrets of success. They do not want competition. As a matter of fact, the super wealthy, overwhelmingly, categorically, throughout history, have always believed that wealth is genetic. That you have to have a certain genetic makeup, a certain DNA structure, a certain DNA vibration in order to be wealthy. And if you don't fall into that category, you're not entitled to wealth. You're not entitled to know the secrets. And even if you did, they believe, you wouldn't be able to apply it anyway because your genetics aren't programmed for success. Now, some of you may have a hard time believing that, but that throughout history has been true. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump even said it. When you ask him, what is the key to success? And he goes, genetics. He actually said, genetics. You're born with it. He actually said it. Henry Ford said it. Go back and look at the movie, Titanic. At the turn of the century, you had the first class cabin, and then you had the second class and third class people. And they never dined together. They never socialized together. And listen to some of those conversations. If you read books back in the 1800s, 1700s, or even the turn of the century, and you listen to wealthy people like Henry Ford, they always believed that privilege, wealth, was specifically designed and meant to be exclusive to the elite class of people. And that's why they never married outside of their class. The class meaning they had to be wealthy. So if you had a daughter, your daughter had to marry somebody who was from a wealthy family, who had the proper genetics. In England, we call it blue bloods. So throughout history, genetics was a major key. So the point I'm trying to make is the super wealthy around the world will never tell you this publicly, but they believe that the secrets of success, the knowledge that they have, should be kept exclusively within their groups. And that's why secret societies were put together. There are many secret societies that aren't so secret. The Freemasons was one of the most prevalent throughout history. And you can go to virtually any city around the world, or specifically in America, and you see Masonic lodges. They're huge. Many of them today are turned into, in Chicago, for example, the beautiful Masonic Lodge downtown, I think, is a Bloomingdale's now. So there were massive, beautiful structures, Masonic lodges, where Masons would gather and share their secrets, and they were varying degrees in the Masons. Some of you are familiar with the phrase, you're giving the guy the third degree. Well, that comes from the Freemasons, because when you got to the third degree, you were had a series of questions asked you. You were drilled with questions. That's one of the procedures done at the third degree. The highest level in the Masons is 33 degree. Now, some of you met our friend who was a 33 degree Mason, and he's come forth to share his knowledge and give this information from the Masonic a lodge that has never been before released. So the information you're getting today is obviously from the people that you've met and myself and so forth. So secret societies were put together where the elite class could meet with one another and share their secrets and keep those secrets first amongst their families, but secondly amongst their peers, people within their, quote, genetic pool. That's the history. Now, I'm not a racist, and I'm not saying any things about whether this is true or not true. I'm just giving you kind of a history lesson here. So, who do you listen to? Well, you can't listen to people who write the books. You can't listen to people who teach the seminars, because 99% of them really don't know this information. They're making it up. They're believing that what they're saying is true, but they're teaching you theory. And those theories really don't work because in their life, they haven't proved that they have worked because they don't have the results to show. It's all theory. You can't listen to people who are writing books on how to get rich because 99% of them, number one, aren't rich. Those that do have some money don't have hundreds of millions of dollars. So they're not super rich, and they're teaching you how to get rich. But when you ask them how did they make the money that they have, they may make $1 million a year or $500,000 a year or $300,000 a year, which a lot of you think is huge money. And I have to tell you, that's not huge money. But when you ask these people how did they make their money, they will tell you that they made all their money teaching people how to make money. So all they're doing is they're salesmen. They're selling books and tapes and seminars. They've never really done anything in real life at all.
And there you have it, folks. The elite not only don't want you to have this, they don't think you can do it. I told you. They don't think you're worthy, but I do. Pick up that phone, 212-209-2950. We've been listening to Your Wish Is Your Command. It's a 14-disc CD set. And I want to tell you folks that the way people I know who've had the best success with this is they've taken this stuff, pulled it, and ripped it to their smartphones so that they could listen to it on a daily basis, have it in hand whenever they're on the subway, have it in hand whenever they're milling about doing some work, have it in hand whenever they're painting or doing whatever they do, going for a walk so that it's readily available. I encourage each of you who donates on behalf of this collection to do that. Don't just have the CDs, rip it off. Put it on your phone so that you could hear it anytime that you want to hear it. 212-209-2950, but do have a hard copy. I always encourage us to have hard copies. I've seen too much stuff disappear. So keep your hard copy, but also rip it to your phone. 212-209-2950. We've only got a few minutes left here, folks. We need to see every line in the studio light up. 212-209-2950. Make a commitment to yourself today. Make a commitment to proving the elite wrong. Show them that we can do this, that you can do this. 212-209-2950, $200 donation on your American Express card, your MasterCard, your Visa card, Discover card, whichever one you have handy, make that donation to this station. Let us do this. Let's prove it. I'd love to be able to see your email where you accomplish that first goal, and you begin to see that, oh my goodness, I really can make this work. I'd love to see the next email where you've begun your business or you've traveled to Europe or whatever your desire is, because that's what this is really about, whatever your desire is, or you've traveled to South America or you've traveled to Australia, wherever it is you might want to go. I'd love to see your email after you've put these principles into work in your life and you've begun to achieve your greatest wishes. Man, does that make us feel good over here. The idea that we're able to touch people's lives in this way moves me. It's why I'm on this microphone. It's the reason I came here to do this work. It is to touch people. It is to move people. It is to inform people. And what better way than to give people principles which can make their lives happier, make their lives more joyful. And as we get deeper into the CD sets, that is pointed out. He says that once you begin to accomplish your goals, you start to realize it's not about money. It's not about having things. It's about joy. Having as much joy as possible in your life. It's about happiness. It's about having as much happiness as possible in your life, which then leads to the other stuff. It ain't all about money. It ain't all about things. It's about being a happy human being. And who doesn't need that? Especially in today's climate. 212-209-2950. Just a couple of minutes left, folks, for you to get on the phone and make that donation. A $200 donation for WBAI. A $200 donation to keep this station on the airwaves. A $200 donation that changes lives potentially. 212-209-2950. Again, we have a very limited number of these items. I want you, yes, you, to be the person that gets this and sends us an email and says, this worked for me. Again, we have them in-house. We're going to be able to ship them as soon as we get your donation on a credit card, a Discover card, a Visa card, a MasterCard, an American Express card. Just use one of them. Don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, 212-209-2950. Commit right now. Make that phone call. Let's see how it works for you. What's a $200 donation against your ability to be a happy human being? What's a $200 donation against achieving that goal you've had set for 10 years? What's a $200 donation compared to that perfect vacation you've always wanted to go on to France? What's a $200 donation against a joyful, happy life? I encourage you to pick up the phone right now. Make that donation. 212-209-2950. I want you to prove the elite wrong with me. I want you to show them that, yes, you and I can do this. We're not beneath them. This, folks, is an opportunity. I hope you see it that way. 212-209-2950, and see if you can also call us back with a great story. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for tuning in and listening to WBAI 99.5 FM. Thank you for understanding how important your every donation to this station is. Again, your wish is your command. A $200 donation. We have a limited number. They're going to go out the door. Please give us a call. And make sure that you don't miss out on this bargain. Potentially life-changing. 212-209-2950. Thank you for listening and donating today.
We're in a unique moment here. It's a moment where we have a chance to actually demonstrate our power.
Imhotep Gary Bird, heard on WBAI Friday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m.
I learned from Dr. Walter Fauntroy, who fought with Dr. King in the Civil Rights Movement, that there were five areas that they identified that they felt politics could control and hit. It was health, housing, education, economics, and social justice. The fact is, WBAI is a nexus for the progressive community to make those changes in all of those areas and has been decade after decade. I say to you again, whose station?
Our station!
Whose control?
Our control!
Long live WBAI.
This is listener-sponsored, locally controlled WBAI New York.
And as we continue on with the broadcast day, Stay tuned for Max Politics with Ben Max. But before, just wanted to remind people again, yes, we are in need of help financially.